9C. Exercise 3. Page 76.
Welcome to Terry's Fitness Podcast, where I discuss common questions about keeping fit. You can also check out my blog at Terry's Fitness Blog at wordblog.com. The question today, is an individual sport or a team sport a better way to stay fit? I've asked a basketball coach and a jogging instructor to join me today and talk about it. First, team sports. Coach Johnson, what do they offer us?
Fun, first of all. Playing in a team is social. People make great friends, talk and laugh as well as play.
So, you're more likely to continue?
Of course. Second, you're more likely to continue because you don't want to let the team down. It's related to the first point, but you're going to turn up to training or a match when you know your team is relying on you to.
That's very true. Now, can you tell me what the biggest disadvantage to playing a team sport is?
It takes a lot of work to organize. It's hard. For example, for basketball, you need at least 5 people for a team and another team to play against. Football, even more.
I see. Now, over to our jogging instructor, Diane. Why would you recommend an individual sport?
It depends on the person, but if you're an independent person, they're more suitable. First of all, you choose when you train and for how long. If you want to go jogging right now, for example, you can be running in your neighborhood within 15 minutes. You have complete independence.
Because you don't have to arrange it with anyone else, right?
Exactly. The other thing is, your success or failure is entirely up to you. It's your responsibility. Some people really respond to that.
Well, it certainly means that you can be very proud of your success. Now, any disadvantages?
Of course, it can be lonely. After all, it's just you taking part.
Right, yes. Okay, so we'll talk in more depth in a moment, but now...